VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ashley. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? This is Ashley and welcome to today's episode. On weekends, sometimes I would just let my hair down, turn on the TV, and start watching cartoons. Do you enjoy watching animated TV shows? Some people don't like cartoons because they believe cartoons are unreal and childish. After all, many animations set their stories in imaginary worlds where animals talk, people have exaggerated features and unrealistic looks, or characters remain totally fine even after falling over a cliff. However, the truth is, not all animations are for kids only. In fact, cartoons can be particularly amusing to adults. Many also find the characters relatable in terms of their personalities or what they encounter. Today's video lists three animated series that are not only exciting for adults to watch, but also teach lessons and help people become more mature. Go check it out after today's challenge. For now, let's jump into our sentence of the day. Plus, it's written from a woman's perspective, which is too often underrepresented in animation. 此外，它是由女性的角度写的，这种观点在动画中十分缺乏。那现在让我们先来看一下有哪里的发音比较需要注意。首先是 written 这个字， written 这个字的中间有 double t 两个 t， 那这两个 t 的前后都各有母音，前面是母音 i， 后面是母音 e。 当两个 t 夹在两个母音发音的中间的时候，我们不会把它念成一个很清楚的 t 的声音，而是一个比较含糊的 l 的声音。另外要注意的事情是，第二个音节的那个 en 我们也不会念得很清楚，我们会念得像个这样子的音而已。所以这个字我们不会念成 written， 而是会念成 written。 那下一个要注意的地方呢，是 from 和 a 这两个字合起来，它们中间会形成连音，念成 from。那最后一个地方是 underrepresented in animation 这三个字，这三个字全部都可以连起来。第一个字是念成 underrepresented， 它的重音是在 sent 的这个音节。那这个字的字尾 ed 和接下来的 n 这个字可以形成连音，所以念成 underrepresented in。 那接下来最后一个字是 animation，这个字的第一个母音是发蝴蝶音 a， 那它的第二个音节的那个 i 我们要念成弱化母音 a 的声音，所以这个字会念成 animation。 那这个字也可以和上一个 n 合起来形成连音，所以这里就变成 underrepresented in animation。Plus, it's written from a woman's perspective, which is too often underrepresented in animation. 好，接着我们再来看几个单字。首先是 plus 这个字，那这个字当连接词的时候，意思就和 and 一样，代表还有，而且，那这是属于比较口语的用法，出现在对话当中很自然，但比较不适合使用在正式的书写当中。我们来看这个例句。 We didn't go picnicking last weekend because it was raining. Plus, I wasn't feeling well. 我们上周末并没有去野餐，因为当时在下雨，而且我身体也不舒服。那我们要来注意的第二个字是 perspective。 这个字的意思是观点、看法，所以它可以和 point of view 或者是 viewpoint 通用。 有时候也可以和态度 attitude 这个字互相替换。那我们再来看一个例句。This website puts a completely different perspective on the world news. 这个网站对国际新闻持有很不一样的看法。那我们还可以再介绍另外一个用法，就是我们可以说 put something into perspective. Put something into perspective. 那这句话的意思就是提供一个标准来比较两件事情，以达到一个比较客观的目的。比如说Now, a cup of bubble tea can cost you more than 50 NT dollars. To put it into perspective for you, that is twice the price of it 10 years ago. 现在一杯真奶可能会卖到超过50块。那帮你比较一下，这是10年前的价钱的两倍。我们的最后一个字是 underrepresented. Underrepresented, 那这个字是形容词，它的意思是未被充分代表的。或是代表名额不足的，这个字可能看起来很长，但它其实就是 under 和 represented 这两个字合起来的。 under 这个字首可以代表不足、缺乏的意思，所以 underrepresented 就是没有被充分代表的。那类似概念组成的字还有像是 underrated， 意思是被看轻的， understated 是轻描淡写的， underestimated 是被低估的。那和这一系列 under 开头的字相反的词就是 over 开头的词，所以大家要不要猜猜看 overrepresented 是什么意思啊？好，就是代表人数过多或是超出比例的意思。那刚刚提过的字也都可以改成 overrated 是评价过高的， overstated 过度强调的，和 overestimated 被高估的。所以这里我们再来看一个例句。 Females are underrepresented in the Gender Equality Committee of the school, which is something we should change right away. 本校性别平等委员会仍然缺乏女性成员，这是个急需马上改变的情况。 Okay, that's it for today. I wonder if there are some cartoon shows that you enjoy. Do you have any recommendation?Tell me in the comment section below and remember to leave your recordings as well. Be sure to tune in to next week's pronunciation challenge. My name is Ashley, and I'll see you next time.